imagine just getting something to say, Brother Josh, just every Sunday? If it was just once a week. Getting something to say every Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I mean something from the Lord. Something that was more than a book report and a 3 points and a poem. I'm telling you, if you're a preacher, you know about the inspiring spirit. And without it, I wouldn't even try. Huh? The Lord's is moving and moving even tonight. We can't judge it on the response sometimes, or even if people pay attention. Now, how many knows that if I quit every time you didn't pay attention, how long would I go? Huh? I'm not saying that in a bad way. Sometimes people come to church with so much on their mind, all they hear is just kind of a hum of an air conditioner or something. They don't get the words. But I'll tell you, when we pull together and the Spirit of the Lord gets in it, it makes a difference. You watch it. When the preacher gets anointed, the Spirit gets to moving, even the children, it gets their attention. I believe in that. Now, maybe I said that to qualify this little sermon I've got here. It may seem very unusual for you, but there's something in here. The Lord dealt with me whatever nights ago it was about the dove, and I don't know if you remember it or not, but the Lord dealt with me about that and helped me. And then when I came here, and I didn't know how I was going to preach that, but that sermon just came to me while I was preaching. You say, what in the world? You need to go back and listen to it, because God was in that, whether you might not have felt it or not. But I'm trusting tonight that God will help me to help somebody in here. If it's just one person, amen. We've got a lot to shout about. We sure do. I won't be long. I'm not generally a long-winded preacher. A preacher preaches longer when they're hunting for a sermon. That's right. When they get up hunting, I've got up hunting for one, and it takes you a lot longer hunting for one than it does if you got one. So I think I've got one tonight. This may not take long. And really, it don't have to take long to be eternal, does it? Huh? And these folks seeking the Lord on the altar, that's what we need. Well, we need the spirit of prayer. That's what revival will be. The spirit of prayer sweep across this county, in this country, in this nation. That's right. All right, I want you to go to Judges chapter 3. And then there's another scripture in 1 Chronicles 12, one of my favorite places. And I'm going to turn there and read. I'm going to begin in verse number 12. 3 and 12 of the book of Judges. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord strengthened Eglon. Eglon was the king of Moab, and he strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered unto him the children of Amnon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel. And now listen, and possessed the city of palm trees. Amen. Now, this is all because that they had sinned. Now, the book of Judges is, if this is how God ruled Israel from the time they came out of the land of Egypt and Moses led them out. And when they came into the promised land, the rulership became, God would ordain men to rise up as a judge, to be the overseer more of law and order. When something went wrong, this judge was like the monarch or the president or the king or the leader of. And so they start with Judges through the beginning, and they get down to this point, And of course, you remember the judges, Othniel. Samson was a judge, and different ones were judges in Israel. And I'm getting ready to read about a judge that came in this time that Moab and had taken over. And the Bible said, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Jera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. Amen. Now, I know, but I really honestly believe that God put that left-handed in there for a reason. Huh? You say, well, yeah, brother, you missed it. Well, I'm just telling you, that's the reason I told you that preachers are led of the Lord, so you, because you'd wonder. Amen. But he said, here's a man that is left-handed. Now, why in the world? But that's why I'm going to preach about this. I feel like the Lord wants me to preach about this. Now I want you to, I'm going to read a little bit more. And he says, notice he was from the tribe of Benjamin. Now, I don't know why, but when I started studying this, about this, and it wouldn't get away from me. I come on this evening, I went back to it again, and I said, brother, I just put it up. I said, I'm not going to be able to get this. I'm not going to be able to do that. I can't get this worked out. And then I went back to it, and I got to fill it some more. Amen. There's a message in here somewhere. And I believe God wanted us to get it. Amen. And so he calls a man by the name of Ehud as a deliverer. And he was left-handed. Now, let's just read on. And by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. He comes up with a present. Now, Moab had made a law that now they were Israel was in bondage. They had to go up and bring their money, a money offering. And so Ehud, listen to this, Ehud is going to be the deliverer of the children of Israel. And so the Bible said Ehud made him a dagger, which had two edges. Now notice this. Of a cubit length, and he girded under his raiment upon his right thigh. Now, that's where a left-handed man carries his sword. A right-handed man carries his sword on the other side. You say, I don't get it. Well, you may not, but at least it's interesting to think about, ain't it? Huh? So he goes in. Now for one thing, and I'm going to get into some things I felt the Lord dealt with me. I want to preach tonight on left-handed warriors. Left-handed warriors. Praise God. I already feel it. Y'all feel it? He had that on his right, underneath his garment. Now, in the most situations, a man that is an enemy, he's going to look where for that weapon? He's going to look on the left, and he's going to watch that right. But God wanted us to know that Ehud was not like the majority. He was different. Huh? Come on now. And because I really feel. Do you feel this yet, Brother Robert? I need one person with me. Will you volunteer? Huh? Do you feel like, hey man, that God showed us that this Ehud was left-handed? How many knows that God wanted us to know specifically that this man was left-handed? And he made that dagger and he put it on his right thigh. When he got in there, and this don't have anything to do with my sermon, but when he got in there, though, Eglon meant fat calf. He was an overweight guy. And when he went in, he got up close to him, and the Bible said, and I'm not going to read it all to you because I'm dwelling on, he slept that left hand, which was did not seem to be like, hey man, that left hand was going to be the hand of a warrior. But he didn't realize that this man was not like the others. Amen. But he was a very dangerous man. Can you say amen? He was a very dangerous man. Amen. When it came, praise God, to the warriors of God, Ehud. Now you may not be able to relate to this, but brother, in the Old Testament time, God's people was a warring people. God said about himself, he was a man of war. And he came against him. He picked this man out of the Benjamites, the smallest tribe among the tribes. And I think this is ironic. Does anybody in their studies know what the name Benjamin means? Amen. He was called Benaiah. to begin with by his mother, which means son of my sorrow. But Jacob changed his name to son of my what? Anybody know? Son of my right hand. The whole name Benjamin means son of my right hand. That meant he's the son of my prominence, of my glory, of my strength. He's the son of my right hand. Amen. And it was common. I don't know how many people here tonight are left-handed. Let's see here real quick. All right, let me just count right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That works out about average. Because there's about 100 people here tonight. And I looked it up today. 7% of people are left-handed. 93% are right-handed. You say, well, what's that? Come on, there's a message here. How many thinks there's a message in the warrior that is left-handed? You say, I don't get this. Hey, I forgot myself. Myself made 9, praise God. We're a little above average here, amen, tonight. You say, well, what in the world? I'm going to tell you, amen, God uses left-hand warriors. Amen. What do you mean? Amen. Well, number one, a left-handed warrior is a minority. Amen. He is one of the few. How many knows the Bible said, amen, that he has a peculiar people? Amen. The church of the living God. Now listen, if you like being in the majority, you're not going to like being, amen, in the house of God with the children of God. Amen. They're different. Praise God. Now stay with me here. I'd love for the Lord to help me preach a little bit to you. Amen. Here tonight. Amen. You see, we read more about these Benjamites, and in the 20th chapter, I believe it is, the Bible said that there were 700 Benjamites who were left-handed, who could throw a rock in a sling, amen, at, I forget how, a hair breadth, whatever that is, Brother Zane, that's pretty close. And then, you know, I read, studied on this, they said those men could put that rock in a sling and said usually that stone would weigh about a pound. Now you think of that, a stone that weighs a pound, and I don't know where they got their statistics, but they said a man that trained with that, Brother Charlie, could throw that thing about 90 miles an hour. I can't hardly believe that. Amen. But when they get that going and a thrust of that and sling that 1 pound stone, but these men, amen, could shoot it and never miss. You read what the Bible said. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, God needs some left-hand warriors. Amen. What do you mean by that? He needs some people that are out of the mainstream, that are out of the ordinary, that are out of the status quo and the normal and the majority. Amen. You may be here tonight and you feel like you don't fit in. You're not like everybody else. There's not much you can do. You can't sing or preach or do this or that. Amen. But listen, amen, God still needs, amen, those that are unpredictable warriors. Amen. Those that are of the very small minority. Amen. Come on now. There's something about this man that God wanted us to know. And because God can use the left hand too. Come on now. I said God can use the left hand too. You say you don't know my past. You don't know my emotions. You don't know my personality. Amen. I'm not like everybody else. God can take you even if you're in that small minority. And he can use you in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Well, I told you it's a little unusual, but I'm about to feel like preaching. I got to looking into this. Amen. Brother Zane, I don't know if you, in your studies, if you ever use Adam Clark's commentary. Amen. I like Matthew Henry. He's my favorite. But I really like Adam Clark, too. He's a real old commentary, and he is a Hebrew scholar. And I knew there's something in this. I studied this down to the last minute this evening. And finally I went up in Isaac's room where the Adam Clarks are stored. And I got old Adam out and I turned over to this scripture. And it talked about Ehud being a man that was left-handed. But you know, in the original Hebrew, and I'm not a Hebrew. I know you know that. I'm a Jewridian. But the Hebrew. Hebrew. He had it written there. And he said in the essence, the original Hebrew language, this scripture, when it said he was a man that was left-handed, it didn't, Sister Jennifer, just mean that he was left-handed, but he was left-handed out of necessity. And what that meant was he had an infirmity in his right hand. Oh, if somebody would say amen. You say, well, that makes it any difference? Oh, yes, it really does. Sometimes when the hand that is supposed to be the hand of honor and the hand of strength and the hand of glory, amen, is taken away. Amen, Sister Loretta, when you got off of that table and got on your knees, that was a left-handed soldier got on your knees. Your right hand had been through it, and the right hand and the faith that you'd never have cancer again, and it seemed like the right hand had failed you, but the left hand, amen, come on now, and I'll tell you what this man did when his right hand got infirm. He kept working with that left hand. Amen. I don't know how you are, but if I am determined to use my right, I'm as clumsy as an ox. I can't only use it. It'd take a lot of effort and practice. Amen. But I've heard it tell that someone that loses their vision in one eye, the other eye gets stronger. Somebody uses the strength in one arm, the other one gets stronger. I wish somebody say amen. Amen. Your life has took a turn on you. Amen. And took your right hand. Amen. But you're still left-handed. Amen. And you can work and labor and pray and fast. Hallelujah. Amen. And God can use a left-handed soldier. Hallelujah. Even if you stutter a little. First heard Brother Mike sing. What was that old song y'all sang when you first broke out into your stardom? What was that you sung up there? You'll think about it. You and Patty sung it. It was something about thanking you. That seems to be. There was that old song I first heard him sing. Brother Mike, I'm going to tell you. Come on now. What about old Moses? When God said, Moses, I want you to lead my people out. Brother Charlie, he stuttered and said, you know what he did, brother? And I can't really prove this, Brother Harold, but I believe Moses was left-handed. Hallelujah. You say, what? Not maybe in natural, but in spiritual sense. Amen, Sister Leanne, he was left-handed. Amen, he had his right hand, the speech defect. Amen, I'll tell you, the Bible is full. Amen, Brother John, do they call you Jerry? I don't know, or Robert or what? Richard. Amen. Brother Richard, amen, you might think, man, I'll never be, but brother, you can be more of a man now than you ever was in all of your life. Amen. And the devil, amen, he thinks because he's broke your face and broke your legs and broke your back, amen, and put you down, amen, that you can't fight. But what you can do is work on that left hand. Amen. Come on now. You can work on the one you got left. Praise God. Amen. And God can use you. He used them left-handed Benjamites, and they kept practicing. Brother, they didn't get that overnight. They got that by going out, amen, behind the house and practicing and practicing. And then two of them got together. And then before you know it, 700 of them got together in competition until they could knock the eye of an eagle out, amen, with a flip of their wrist. I want to tell you something. God's looking for a peculiar, amen, people who will go to work and master, amen, their left hand. Praise God. Oh, man, you getting this? How many are getting this sermon tonight? In Corinthians, Chronicles there, David had some mighty men that came to him. And I know it's hard to believe, but they were some Benjamites came to him there in the cave of Adullam. And Benjamites, that was the tribe that Saul came from. Saul was his arch enemy. He hated him. They were some of the Benjamites that knew, and they came to David in the cave. And the Bible said that they were some more of these men. But they could fight with either hand. Right or left. I forget the big word.
Yeah. Did you get it? Amba, what they said. Either hand. You know what? You know, I read up this years ago. Y'all feel this? You know what excites me so? I know there wasn't but nine of us left-handed people. But I see a church full of left-handed soldiers in this house. That the devil thinks, oh, Eglon was the devil. He was the flesh. Moab. And he brought this man in his chamber, into his courtyard, where he worshipped his idol gods. He brought him in to gloat over him and take his gift. But that left hand, he took his eye off of that left hand. And that left hand went into the right thigh and pulled out the dagger. And into the fat man he went. And the enemy of God died in his garden. Come on now. I want to tell you what, we are in a warfare. I said we're in a warfare. Amen. Our people, if God don't give us some faith, amen, the devil's going to kill them off one at a time. Are you listening to me? Amen. Look around. Look around. Anybody missing here tonight that used to be on the platform, used to be singing, used to be shouting? Oh, yeah. You can see an empty spot everywhere you look. I'll tell you, but we are not. Listen to me now. Amen. You're in this house and you say, well, I've been here all my life. But I'll tell you what, maybe you need to learn how to use that other hand. That right hand might have been crippled. You may have bitterness in that right hand. You might have had a lot of defeats in that right hand. And you may say, I'll never be able to do anything for God. But you've got another hand. And the devil's not expecting you, amen, to work overtime to strengthen. Amen. The grip and the agility and the flexibility and the power in that left hand. You know, God's got a left hand too. The right hand is all those miracles that you can see with the naked eye and the move and the glory. But brother, what about all those times that God blessed you with his left hand when nobody was looking and nobody, amen, could say and mark it down? I want to tell you, God has an army of left-handed soldiers. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Go for it. Go for it, Richard. Huh? Go for it. Win somebody the Lord. Turn the devil upside down. Just outdo him. Amen. Strap that weapon on your right thigh. Catch him off guard and put the knife in him. Praise God. You're in this house tonight. Listen to this preacher. Amen. Amen. You say, well, I'll tell you what. This world, you know, I got to looking at this. And I got to looking at the presidents that are left-handed. And I said, well, I wonder how many of them. Of course, I'll mention one of them is Obama. He's not in yet. But he's left-handed. Bill Clinton was left-handed. Ronald Reagan was left-handed. He was one of them, what do you call them? Amba. Yeah. Ronald Reagan was Amba. Yeah. Huh? But they just go back to Harry Truman. Harry Truman was left-handed. And they said that none of the other presidents from there back would claim to be left-handed. And the reason they said was that was because it was against the society and the culture to be left-handed. If you were left-handed, they thought there was something wrong with you. You weren't like everybody else. And so they would, every parent, when they came up and noticed they were leaning to their left, they just push it away. And they'd train them for the right. And so they wouldn't admit that they were left-handed because it wasn't society accepted, culturally correct. Are you out there? Are you in here tonight? Listen, are you in here tonight and you've got to dance to the drummer of this cultured world? You're never going to do anything for God because God's soldiers many times are left-handed. You say, well, I don't understand you, preacher. That's all right. It might be a left-handed soldier. Huh? Come on now. You think God can use you, Wayne? Huh? Brother Wayne? You think he can? Brother Zane, tell him he can. Huh? Hey, Kenny, Brother Josh, come in here. Man, you made it almost 8 o'clock. I'm proud of you, buddy, being here. God only knows where you've been today. Huh? I'll tell you what. You may be left-handed. You're not, though, are you? Huh? But in a spiritual sense, you may be left-handed. You might be somebody not expecting, amen, strength and power and victory to come from Josh Mullins, amen, from over in Jolo, West Virginia. But lo and behold, I'm telling you from what I know tonight, Henry, pardon me. I know you will. We're old buddies up till now. Hallelujah. Right? I won't tell you. You might wonder, Henry ain't never going to pray. Henry ain't going to. He can't. Hey, don't count him out. Huh? Don't he's getting on up there in years. Are you 52 yet, Henry? Huh? In May? You're a young whippersnapper. Huh? You say, half his life's gone. Hey, he might be a left-handed soldier. God might deal with him. Amen. And use him and save him. Are you listening to me? Are you not getting this, are you? You say, I just come to fill up space. Amen. Why don't you work on it? Amen. I don't know how long it took those left-handed soldiers, amen, to practice with that offhand until they got good. But I'll tell you what, they did it. Amen. If it takes your whole life to learn how to do something for God, get it done. Hallelujah. Ask old Eglon about them left-handed soldiers. He'll say they're a pain in the gut. Huh? Ask the devil. I'm going to tell you. Left-handed soldier? Yeah. Listen to me. You remember Sisera? That big king, that big captain that had them iron chariots? How many knows that he was killed by a left-handed soldier? What? Yeah. A woman in the tent. Her name was Jael. He rushed in there and she gave him a warm glass of milk. And he went to sleep. And she took a spike. And I declare, I believe it was with her left hand, she drove that through his old skull. You say, how did that happen? A left-handed soldier, when he wasn't expecting it, he was watching the right hand. And she got him with the left. Oh, somebody say amen. You're not getting this, are you? You say, the time, God, hey, the economy may crash. I'll tell you what, my economy has crashed a lot of times and nobody ever knowed it. Hallelujah. Right, Brother Zay, you understand what I mean. Amen. I want to tell you, it may crash all around you, but God can take your poverty and put a dagger in that left hand and cause you to win victory. Amen. You may get sick. Amen. And wonder, why is this sickness? And you might lose the strength of that right hand experience. And God might put a dagger in your left hand and cause you to whip the devil from a way unknown. Hallelujah. I'm about done. I've almost preached a half an hour. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what. If y'all paying me by the hour, amen, y'all getting burnt. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. Our church may be peculiar and it may be infirm at times, but we're going to keep on working on these altars. We're going to keep on working on this book. Amen. We're going to keep coming to school. Nathan, we're going to keep talking to these boys about their soul. Brother Robert, we're going to keep putting their hands on these little heads. Amen. And we're going to catch the devil off guard. And we're going to win this battle. Hallelujah.
Stand with me. Well, you said, well, I wish you'd have studied more. Well, if I had, I'd have preached longer. Huh? How many understands what I'm preaching about tonight? Now, I don't know, Brother Zane. I'm not a Hebrew or a Jew. Or a Greek. But when I saw that, I knew the Lord wanted me to keep studying that. And when I saw that, that's when it said he was a left-handed man. And it implied it was out of the necessity that he had an infirm right hand. When Sister Hildred, you know this. You could have wrote this statement. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Huh?
I can't hear nobody say amen. You don't like lemonade? I like that old story, and you've heard it, where that old guy hated that old mule was so stubborn, and he hated that old donkey. And he said, I'm going to get rid of him. And his old well dried up, and he's just so bitter. He was getting ready to move off anyway. So he just pushed that old mule, that old donkey, down in that well. And then he started shoveling in on that donkey. He's going to bury that donkey in that well. And when he would throw that dirt in on that old donkey would shake and stomp it down. Yeah. And he wasn't looking. He was just throwing in, and the old donkey would shake and stomp it down. How many knows he kept shaking and stomping? Till when the old farmer turned around to throw another, the old donkey's ears were sticking up
over, and he just leaped over the wall and out of there. I want to tell you something. When the devil tries to bury you, just shake it off, Charlie. Stamp it down. And you'll get out of there after a while. Can you say amen? All of God's soldiers are not right-handed. He has some left-handed soldiers. And they're good. They're good. Ain't that right? Or is that left? Well, let's don't confuse one another. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hey, some of you, I'd like to see you start using your other hand. The one you got to, you've lost interest in. I'd like to see you start working on this other hand. Huh? I was kidding with one of these boys. He broke his hand out here playing ball. See, we need to preach against them sports anyway, I think. They just wear me out. They just hurt me every time I try to participate in it. But his teacher, of all people, throwed the football and broke his finger. Huh? And I don't know how long he's had that cast on there, but the guy acts like he's an invalid. Ever since he's had that cast on, he can't write, can't do nothing. And here's the kicker. When one of them girls gets done, she sits next to him and helps him write. Now, I could see right through that. Now, Nathan had him in there. Now, I know he knows what he's doing, but I could see I could see through that. And so I went in there, and I said, Tyler, I know that's strange, Tyler. He'd have your name. You know, I said, Tyler, how long are you going to wear this crutch on your hand so you can sit in here with these girls and do your work? I told him, I said, you know, I saw an artist that was paralyzed in both arms, put the paintbrush in her teeth, and painted a beautiful picture. I said, won't you try a little harder, son? Huh? You say, that really happened? That really happened. You know why? You know why their hands were crippled? But their heart was well. And they found a way to get the job. Your heart's been broke. Your faith's been crushed. You're getting weary. But you still got another hand. And you can put a dagger in that left hand. Oh, Sister Jennifer and Brother you, Charlie, you that were praying here, sis, I hope the Lord just slipped you a dagger to put, amen, in the secret spot. And when you get close to the devil tomorrow, let him have it. How many knows you can do it? All right, we're going to be dismissed. Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for his grace and goodness upon us here tonight? Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord. Lord, I feel your presence here in my little church. I feel, God, you pointed your finger toward this verse for a reason. And God, there are those in here that's hearts of life, Lord, sometimes cripples our prominent hand. And we must learn to live and fight with the other hand. And God, I ask you to give us great grace in this hour to do just that. No matter if you bring prosperity to us or poverty to us, that Lord, we'll be able to fight with one hand or the other in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Glory to God. Keep your eyes open now. Let the Lord lead you. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord.